So once again today we're doing two things, one of which is meiosis. And meiosis we have covered a lot. Hopefully you have also learned it, but it's really no new information, so you should be able to go through that part of the packet and figure all that out. Part of going through the packet involves going over to either one of these batches of trays and figuring out which specific subphase of meiosis each tray represents. So it's the same. I mean, each tray is a cell somewhere in the process of meiosis. You should be able to figure out which one is which. So just follow instructions for that part. The other part, which is involves the new packet. I guess they both involve the new packet, don't they? Is the Rebops activity, which will hopefully make the things that we've been learning in lecture make more sense to you. And that involves constructing some organisms based on what you have here. Each group has a set of blue strips and yellow strips with some letters on them. What does each individual strip represent? Any idea? A what? Not the strip. The entire strip represents what? Real biological thing. An object. What is it? A chromosome, yes. And notice that each set, which is one organism's set of chromosomes, has two of each type of chromosome. How do you know there are different types of chromosomes? They're different lengths, but there's two of the shortest one, and so on. Therefore, what kind of organism is this? Diploid, correct. Now, each of these chromosomes individually carries thousands of genes. We don't care about most of them, which is why only one letter is listed. What does an individual letter represent? An allele of a particular gene. So there is the so-called L gene. That's the gene itself. But an individual L, either an uppercase L or a lowercase L, is an allele for that gene. And the two chromosomes that are of the same type and therefore the same length are homologous. And therefore, both contain one of those alleles for that same gene. All right? Yellowness simply represents one of the two sexes. Blue represents the other. So, you're eventually going to mate these two parents. And therefore, you'll be using the chromosomes, or the models of the chromosomes, to model the process of reproduction, which involves meiosis first, which is going to choose just one of each of those chromosomes for the gamete. That's happening in both parents, and then you're going to get those gametes together to produce a particular offspring of those parents. And you're also going to build that offspring. So by building, and I'm talking about using the materials that are on the back table here, and you follow the table that's given in the packet of phenotypes based on genotypes. Where do your genotypes come from? Yes, from these model chromosomes. That's how, you know, the letters on the actual chromosomes are the specific alleles that those chromosomes are carrying, so that you'll know your genotypes based on which letters are on your strips. You look up those genotypes in the table, and it tells you what specific phenotype or trait that corresponds to. And therefore, you build the organism you create out of the materials in the back, the marshmallows and so on. Don't try to eat these. They're very old and stale, but it's good that they're stale for building these, because if you used fresh ones, it would be a pain. Still, though, even though they're stale, the pins will get really sticky. So when you disassemble them after you're done, put all the pins, tacks and pins, in the water so that it's easier for the staff to clean up. All right? But really, it's just a matter of making sense of all this Mendelian genetic stuff by going through this exercise and talking it out with each other. And that's it.